Reading from the Bhagavatam to chapter 7, text 76 to 78. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sadurvacho nisham yadho devakyoktam abhijaya samasta jagara dhara bhavada dhara bhutaya. Udhavato Krishna, the wise Devaki shelters you, who shelters the entire world. When she heard those wicked words, she said, "Foolish woman, what is unusual here? Sri Vasudeva and I, in our previous lives, underwent austerities to get the Lord as our son. And therefore the Lord, the bestower of all boons, accepted that role. But Nanda and Yasoda prayed to the Lord, Brahma for pure devotion." Omiganatimadandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Taksurambhutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vayagya Yudvakti Visham Tiyatnai Apaya Mamara Dipsamandam Kipambhriya Paradhuka Duki Sanatanastam Prabhamatsyami Vancha kalpa kuru jasya krita sindhu baye vacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Greetings from Vrindavan, and I'm hoping that our sangha can again become steady. As you know, in the month of January, I've been traveling, and I don't know, there's just been many technical difficulties. And last Sunday, it was a little passionate because a group of 25 people, mostly from New York, were here with Raghunath. And Raghunath and Kasuda stayed a few more days. We just had a wonderful time, and they just left. People were anxious to hear a little bit more about my Puri Yatra. It was really a wonderful experience. I don't know how much I want to speak about it now, but if any of you want to spend time in India, it seems like an ideal program. I mean, several people from America were there, and I really think it was, this is a beautiful program. Some people requested if I can change it more towards Christmas. I'd like to make it at a date where it's most convenient, but there are several factors why it's a little bit later. But anyway, I'll see what I can do. But it's just really wonderful when Vaishnavas get together and there's a mood of humility, which means that it's just like an orchestra. You know, it creates an effect in which everybody benefits. And someone may be a great instrument, but he serves the effect, not his own ego. He may be a great musician, but he doesn't try to push himself forward beyond the contribution that's made to the greater whole. And I think that's what a beautiful society is, when there is a mission or goal that people are cooperative with out of love, out of devotion. And it was really wonderful because, you know, so many very wonderful devotees, senior devotees, Shai Advaita Swami and Pankajangri, Guru Rai Maharaj, God Brother Hobby. He just won a Grammy, but he wasn't pushing to lead the kirtan, although we did push him to lead the kirtan. But in that kind of mood, I mean, it's just rare because people do have egos and personal interests. But I think because of the maturity of the senior devotees, it just created such a wonderful atmosphere, and it was, you know, beautiful program, so much excellent kirtan. Because when you are in a humble mood, that's the only position where you can feel Krishna's mercy and add a spirit of love and devotion to the holy name. From the platform of pride, you can't add a spirit of service to the holy name. And if you can't add a spirit of service to the holy name, the pure holy name doesn't manifest, because it's beyond just the phonetics, the syllables. There's some the sense of Krishna beyond the syllables, or from the syllables, or whatever it is, there's something more. So really the spirit of bhakti can only come if there's a platform of humility, and that type of kirtan is very, very special. And to take prasad with all the, and Jagannath prasad is just, it was just, it's wonderful, I mean. And it's just a very, very nice program. And then people become very close and experience the type of relationships that they actually are, have always been hankering for. So, I'm pretty happy with that. And then back here in Vrindavan, it's been, you know, everything on go. Just to see these people, transformation, and again, these are not probably the people that were buried some of our temples. I mean, there were some very, just very nice people, and seeing their tears. And people just by going through the experience wanted to be devotees. That was wonderful. Now I guess I'll get to the text. And as you know, Krishna has just woken up from his delusion that he was in Vrindavan. He wasn't. He was in New Vrindavan. But it was such an excellent replica. And of course, the whole idea was that Krishna's separation from the residents of Vrindavan was in a kind of catatonic state, what to speak, and they had to recover him. They did a good job because he thought he was in Vrindavan, his feelings of separation were relieved. But then when he gradually realizes, wait a second, he goes to the bank of the Arabian Sea and sees Dwarka, and who am I? Am I at this, you know? He did a good job, and he's awakened. He finally realizes what had happened, and they explained to him that this was Lord Brahma's plan to revive him from his mood of separation from the residents of Vrindavan. That was so deep that Krishna became dysfunctional, which is an existential problem. And what happens is he's returning to the palace now. to resume his role as being Yada Yada Hidharma Shyagrana Bhavati Bharata, one who comes to, when there's discrepancy in a religion, Dharma Sanstapa to establish the religious principle. So he's back in that role, and he's performing that as a king. So he comes back to the palace, and when he comes back to the palace, the queens are waiting for him, and he sees all the queens, but Satyabhama hadn't come there. So Krishna asked Uddhava, where is Satyabhama? She's one of the queens. And then Uddhava begins to describe, he can explain to him why Satyabhama is not there, and it begins when Krishna was taken to Nava Vrindavan, and he was dressed as a cowherd boy, and then they tried to put him into this delusion that he was in Vrindavan, and he woke up and he thinks that I'm in Vrindavan. He sees his dress as a cowherd boy, and he sees the residents of Vrindavan. Of course, they're statues, but in his ecstatic state, he's feeling, oh, here's my mother, here's the gopis. And then he begins to talk to Radharani, and she won't talk to him, because she's in that. It's not Radharani, it's a statue of Radharani. But Krishna thinks that, oh, Radharani is angry with me. And Krishna starts to relate with this statue of Radharani and begins to talk to her. And his intimate side becomes revealed in a way that the queens of Dwarka have never seen before. Now, the queens of Dwarka, knowing that if they go into Nava Vrindavan and Krishna sees them, he'll realize that this is just a facsimile of Vrindavan and not the real Vrindavan, and he'll remain in his mood of separation. So they're behind the tree. When they see Krishna relating to Radharani, they see a beauty in their husband that they've never seen before. Now, there's a very beautiful concept that's being honed here of divinity, that when the absolute reality manifests his opulence, manifests his position of majesty, it's like pulling up a screen covering his personality. Because when you're in a position of authority, in a place of authority, to satisfy your, or to responsibly execute your position of authority, and to appropriately relate to those people who have a relationship towards you as servant, then to appropriately take that role and appropriately relate to those people who have that relationship, you have to pull up a cover to cover your, you have to cover your intimate side. You have to cover that side of you that's a friend, which is incompatible with the equality and intimacy that manifests as friends is not something that can be exhibited in front of your subordinates. And neither can your nature as a son to your parents or a lover to your wife or girlfriend. That intimate side of you is not compatible with the presentation you need to make to satisfy those people in a position of subordination. So Krishna is covered by his opulence. And even the conjugal relationship in Dwarka outside of Vrindavan is covered to a certain extent The intimacy is covered by the fact that Krishna is the pati or the master or the husband of his wife. And therefore they have a certain reverence. And therefore to keep the dignity of that traditional relationship, parts of the intimate side of the personality of Krishna are not revealed. But with the gopis, who are his lovers, it's fully revealed. So the queen sees something extraordinary that they've never seen before, and it's so beautiful, and they are non-envious, and they love their husband even more, because they've seen a side of him that's even more beautiful and intimate and charming and loving than they've ever seen. So when he comes back to the palace, they're there, but Satyabhama, who has a little bit of a contrary loving mood in that rasa of Madhurya or conjugal relationship with Krishna. So now Uddhava has to explain, and he explains that when the queens saw Krishna in Navavrindavan relating with the facsimile of Radharani, and which inspired Krishna to reveal and manifest his full heart, that special mood, which might have bewildered ordinary people, the queens were able to perceive it and appreciate it. But then Kamsa's wife, the spiteful, the Kala, and the weak-minded Padmavati addressed them and said, "Oh, Devaki, devoid of pious credits, you punya bina, oh, unfortunate Rukmini, oh, Rukmini durbhage, oh, wretched Satyabhama, Satyabhama vare hanta, oh, and you other miserable women, look at that. Now I'll give up your pride and undergo the greatest penance to become a servant of those women. You just become a servant of those women. You wretched Satyabhama, you unfortunate Rukmini, and you other miserable women, look at that. Give up your pride and become penance to undergo them." So Uddhava is going to explain to him that this is why Satyabhama got upset. But when Padmavati said that in today's verse, and Uddhava is telling this Krishna, the wise Devaki, who protects, who is the shelter of Krishna, And this is actually one name for disciple is chhatra, or umbrella, because he protects the guru from faults. If you have regard, if you take a relationship, a spiritual relationship, any loving relationship, you should be able to see the inspired side of the person that's coming through, and not lose faith or lose regard to ordinary dealings, which may not be as inspiring. You something is coming through. You're seeing something. You're experiencing something in relationship with the guru. It should be guru tattva. Some inspiration is coming through. That's why there's a verse in the Bhagavatam, Vash may know or may not know. It means there's something coming through him, even beyond the observation on intellect. He may understand it, he may not understand it. But the truth is coming through. Something wonderful is coming through. And if you're experiencing that, then the ordinary dealings don't disturb you. Unless, I mean, within certain limits, of course. So, wise Devaki, he shelters you with and shelters you, who shelters the entire world. And when she heard these wicked words, and she says, she looked at her and said, "Foolish woman, what is unusual?" And then she says, "I and my husband, our previous, we went to get austerities, to get the Lord. And the Lord, and we wanted him as our son, and we got him as our son. But Nanda and Yasoda prayed to Lord Brahma for pure devotion." Otherwise, we say, don't get so out if they're better than us. We know that the residents of Vrindavan have a higher relationship with Krishna. We know that there's some mood of Aishwarya, some mood of opulence or majesty, some that we see in Krishna, and that our love is not as forceful. This is actually what a Vaishnava needs. A Vaishnava sees what his service is for Krishna and is happy. And he's not disturbed if someone's service is better or bigger or more intimate. He has his service and he performs his service. Just like, what is it? The spider and Hanuman. Ram was pleased with both of them. The spider was putting in grains of dust, and Hanuman was putting in big boulders. He was pleased with both of them. This is one thing in Tamil, you know, someone may rise as the acharya. And you may not have another service. You may be cooking in the kitchen, or you may be a preacher that gives some college classes, or you may, not everyone can be the acharya. But you're happy if someone rises, if someone is, you're a Vaishnava. Whatever you give, it may not be much, but if you give everything, you're perfect. And someone may have a better capacity, devotionally or karmically, and he may give more. Not material consciousness. Vaishnava just, what is my service? And I surrender to my service, and I give everything to Krishna. It's not that I have to be the best. That's material consciousness. So Uddhava told Krishna, I'm not upset because I'm not Nanda and Yasoda of Braja. Because their prayers were for bhakti, the pure devotion. And our prayers was tinged with that we wanted Krishna as our son, and we got Krishna as our son. Because Krishna is Ishvara, Varada Ishvara, the best of his benediction. So we got, not only got the benediction, but we got it three times. But the rasa of parental love was bestowed upon Nanda and Yasoda. His love was better. And that topmost perfection of praying bhakti is only found within the realm of Vrindavan, and that's the theme of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The love, which is not weakened by any sense of cause or obligation or duty in relationship to Krishna, that he's the king, that he's my husband, that he is God, that love is more forceful. And in the Bhagavatam, Nanda, in the role of Vasudrona, expressed the unconditioned, when he prayed, and what was his prayer? Jatiyor now Mahadevi Bhuva Vishveshvare Haro Bhakti Syat Paramo Loko. Bhakti Syat Paramo Loko. The young Joe Dugatin, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life. Those thus born may easily be delivered from miserable material life by accepting devotional service. Nanda was concerned for others and not himself. Narayana Prasarve Nakutas Chanya Bibhyati Svaga Pravaga Narakeshu Apitu Yatta Darshana. One who is Narayana Parayana, one who has full love for God. Narayana Prasarve Nakuta Swaga Pravaga Narakeshu does not care. Swaga Pravaga does not care heavenly planet. Swaga Pravaga, the earthly planet. The hell. Apitu Yeshu Darshana, if he can please God by his service. So that's their mood. He wanted to facilitate service. And what is the service in this world? The service in this world is to help others, to uplift them in consciousness, which is the purpose of Krishna's descent, to demonstrate pastimes so that the world would hear and recite them and regain a taste of love of Godhead. And that's what the purpose of Krishna's pastimes are. It comes to you when you hear them, when you hear about that love, it stirs something in your heart that I want that. Today I'm giving class downstairs and a nice bunch of people came today, nice devotees. And we're reading what it was like for Krishna to first see the gopis. What it was like for Krishna to first see the gopis. Or the gopis to first see Krishna. Krishna takes out the cows for the first time, goes to the forest. During the day they're in terrible separation. They're waiting by the edge of Raja, of the pasturing grounds, anxiously waiting for Krishna to appear. And then Krishna comes back, and what happens? Pitva, they drink the beauty of his face. They drink the honey of the beauty of his face with their bee-like eyes. The concept of drinking. Drinking is not a one-type thing. You're pouring and pouring and pouring. Not you take a picture. You snap something and you got an image. You're there with it. Beautiful. You're taking it in and taking it in. And what do they see? They see his beautiful lotus eyes. They see his black case cascading hair. Because beauty begins from the top down. Beauty begins with the face. And they see Krishna's face. But before they see his face, they see the dust of Vrindavan. And after they see the dust of Vrindavan, they hear his flute. And they hear the kirtan of the cowherd boys who spontaneously are from the heart, which is melted with love in a slow, melodious way, are composing songs and spontaneously chanting songs about how Krishna killed the Dainapasura demon in the forest. And they drink that beauty and they see Krishna. And then Krishna glances at them as if Krishna's beauty is stealing their smile, stealing their glances. And then there's a fight between the shame that these gopis have, who left their homes, and Krishna. And humility makes peace. But basically, this is perfect life. That you have a perfect object of love, and you offer your love. And the object of love accepts that love fully. That's the perfection of life. Because that's what the ultimate reality is. The energy of love flowing to the proper source of love, who consciously acknowledges and accepts that love, which is heightened to the highest degree by the Leela and the pastimes of Krishna and the various bhavas and emotions that are manifest there. So, Nanda and Yasoda had only pure motive. They didn't want anything. The Dhanam, the Janam, the Sundar, and Kabitam, Vaja, Gadisha, they just wanted to please Krishna by spreading his glories. Tasyai tad bhaktavayasya tad vishena varena tau labhyam api mahatmyam bhaktav sa parivar rakau. By the blessings of that foremost devotee of the Lord, Nanda and Yasoda, along with their whole household, became greater than us. By the blessing, this is interesting. Krishna gave one boon, but the boon that was given by Lord Brahma, who's described in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam as Saadi Devo Jagatam Paro Guru, Brahma is the first of gods, the supreme spiritual master of the world. The blessing is greater when God empowers the devotees engaged in his service to give those benedictions. They're even more effective. So she said, Buddha is explaining why Satyabhama is not there, but before he's explaining why he's not there, he's explaining how she felt insulted when Padmavati said, "Wretched Satyabhama, just perform some austerities and give up your pride, become a servant of those gopis." I'm listening outside. It seems to be pouring rain. I'm just going to check that out. Okay, maybe. Just a check that I'm still speaking to people because we had problems and I can't put my phone with my computer. We got it. Great. Thank you. Okay. So, So Yasoda and they're just saying that Devaki and is just saying that is explaining. Satyabhama took offense, but the others are not taking offense. Devaki said, yeah, they're better. They have pure devotion. There's something special about Braja. And I can tell you, Vrindavan being covered by urbanization, it still does the trick. I'm watching people here. I'm seeing Raghana, just that his devotion when he's here, walking around Braj and the people, and I can tell you one thing, it's one of the most amazing things, and Kastubu is a little bit worried. Will Braj be the same without Iandra? Of course, how can it be the same? But the kirtans are off the charts. I went to a kirtan yesterday, that 6 to 6:30 kirtan. I don't know where this person came from. I mean, he was as good as, and Kastubu said, as good as anyone we've ever seen. His name is Keshuba. He was an Indian young guy, very bright face. He's amazing. By the way, there's fireworks outside. There's a huge, huge wedding in Vrindavan. Across the street from the temple, there's a shop, Bihari Lal shop. And his oldest son, who helps run the shop. And they're landowners, and they're kind of prominent in Braj. And it's a huge wet, and they send me fresh cow's milk every day for free, without me asking it, as much as I want, from their Goshala. But they're having their wedding today, and Indians' weddings are, wow. It's, you know, the parade, the person on the horse, and the, you know, 10 lakhs rupees on the, you know, get the items of whatever you want to eat. Because of their exceptional love, they were allowed to raise the Lord as their child and cherish his many wonderful activities. Therefore, his special attitude towards them is fitting and very much pleasing to me. His attitude to them, his bhava, kado, yukta, is appropriate and priya. To me, it's pleasing. Because of their sneha bharena, their exceptional love. And this is going to be the theme of the chapter. A very interesting theological concept of the force of love and the beauty of love of the divine absolute reality increasing when it's not hidden by majesty. And this is Narada Sote, who is the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy. Sam, he loves him the most. The verses that come up now in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita in the next few weeks, giving coming attractions, don't miss. Because it's the most exceptional section I find in the Goswami literature. Atta Shri Rukmini Devi Saharshani Damabhavit Yadakya Shravanat Sava Bhaktanam Prema Vartate. Uddhava continued, then Sri Rukmini Devi brightly spoke. By hearing the words, all the devotees increased love in Krishna. Sarva Bhaktanam Shravanat. Due to hearing her vakya, her words, spoken by Rukmini Saharshan happily, Prema Vardhate, the prema increases. Bhakti Sanjayate Bhakti. The words of a devotee are enriched with his heart. And one who hears those words, who wants that heart, gets that heart. When you praise the devotees greater than oneself, and the purport says it's not cause envy or discouragement, rather increases their eagerness to please the Lord by their own service. So now Rukmini also is going to say the gopis are better. Yabhata putrari vihaya sarvam loka jayastam anupekshamana yasadi distadjusha divvamashtad vityabhajan tattva kamevantarta. See what Mini said. Those women gave up everything, their husbands, sons, and all else they had, disregarding their own fortune in this world and next. Enduring distress, they worship the Lord in their own way, enchanting him in the Rasa dance and other pastimes. So Rukmini is being objective. They sacrificed the most, they had the most devotion, and their exchange with Krishna is the highest. Ato yano bahusadhanottamai tadyasya chintyasya chavava yogata mahaprabho prema vishesha palidhi satsadhana jnana padakramagata. We can hope to achieve the Supreme Personality of Godhead only by following many rigorous spiritual practices, and we can meditate upon him only by strictly training the attention of our hearts. But those gopis cherish such exceptional love for him that they easily attain the success of the most advanced stages of meditation. So the queens of Dwarka performed some austerities. And in relationship with Krishna, there are many rules to follow. As a husband, as he is their husband. So their meditation is by satsadhana. Their meditation is by yogita, by fixing the mind. Bhava, with loving concentration, by bahu sadhana, by many disciplines. But the gopis, they attain that stage easily. Commentary, other devotees can only hope to follow in the footsteps of the Vrindavan gopis, and by the sincerest endeavor might begin to approach the perfection that for the gopis was their natural birthright. For the most part, devotees can see Krishna only in their hearts, but the gopis serve him directly with all their senses. Indeed, they permanently hold Krishna's attention. So they have a relationship with the object of their meditation through their senses. So what can be a more powerful absorption than a loving relationship through the senses with your object of meditation? As Uddhava told the gopis, Yoginanam apiparatim ho, yogino gatum apishamante. In your mood of separation, you have traversed a path on which even great yogis cannot go. You have made the Supreme Person the object of your meditation. Though other seekers can focus their attention on him with only great travel. So their mood of separation increase even in blasting the music for the wedding. But I don't mind because I really like Radha Vallabha. He's such a nice young man. I wish him well. And it was interesting because they had bridge boxes and Indradyumna Swami took them to the Polish tour, him and his brother. I forgot, it's Chitra or something. They took him on the Polish tour. From Bridge Bhakti, they've grown up as friends with all the Gurukul people, and you know, somehow the way Prabhupada's mission is people just become part of it. And they went, and they were amazed, but to see that type of level of, and they did a lot of service there, and they came back, and their vision really changed, I guess. Okay, I'm going to stop now for questions today. Anybody have any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Gail.
Yeah, I this time I have two questions. And
okay.
One is that I just wanted to make sure I understand that Satyabhama was angry with Krishna for what, recognizing the gopis as having greater love.
Satyabhama was angry with Krishna for his greater love of the gopis than her.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. That's what I thought.
Okay. That's what she was upset about.
Yeah. Okay. And then also, when you were explaining that a guru or somebody who may be, you know, having the effect of a guru, you know, and delivering a message, he may not himself even be aware that he is giving a message. You were saying something like that, you know? He's saying something.
It's a verse like that in the Bhagavatam.
Right, but then
you may know or may not know.
Uh-huh. And then
and the commentary that I read on that is that I just got distracted for a second. Where it's going outside. What it means is, it's just like when someone is teaching sometimes, or we can say, quote, preaching sometimes, you know? So Krishna can come through that person, beyond that person. And especially someone on the highest level can just serve as a vehicle for Krishna to manifest. And So what's your question? You have a question about that?
You were connecting Devaki to that somehow. When she was hearing from Uddhava or something. I couldn't get the connection.
I'm not. I don't remember how I connected Devaki to it. I don't remember which point I.
She was hearing Uddhava.
Yeah, I remember. I remember. It says that Devaki shelters you. And then I made a point that sometimes the disciple is called Kshatra, umbrella. And because he protects the guru from faults. And then I say protecting the guru from faults means, you know, there's parameters to that, but in general, a student or, you know, in that relationship is getting something very inspirational. And the ordinary dealings are less important. So that's what one is focused on, is the inspiration that comes through. And not, you know, some personality or ordinary things that may, you know, one doesn't get distracted like that if one is actually feeling the manifestation of Krishna through that person. So that's how it was connected to Devaki.
Uh-huh. And you said Devaki shelters who?
What's that?
You said something about Devaki shelters.
Why Devaki shelters you? Uddhava told Krishna, Devaki is sheltering you. And what he's sheltering you, he's protecting you from the criticism.
Uh-huh.
That, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Satyabhama's criticism, right? Or Padmavati's criticism. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Padmavati's criticism.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
No, that was good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Gail. Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say hello? I feel so satisfied that we finally got a class where I'm actually giving the class and not looking at what's going on outside in terms of managing the festival. And we actually got through it, so I really want to continue this again. Anybody else like to say hello?
Well, thanks. Thanks for your class today, Marsh.
Hey, Mooney. How you going? You know, Mooney, one of the people on the tour, I'm going to explain it. It's really nice. One of the people on the tour, very nice lady, has a yoga center, wonderful lady, in a place called D-E-D-H-A-M, Dedham. It's not far from you. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's in Massachusetts, so... she really was very wonderfully, I mean, really mature person, and very wonderfully inspired on the tour. I mean, she just wrote me that I finally reunited with my long-lost family and no longer a wandering soul. Everything about the experience was an absolute heart-opener. I know my spirit would not have soared like that unless it met its true match. So she wants to, you know, I'm definitely going to come out with you, and I'll also meet her at the same time. Jason,
okay.
Come on in.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how far she is, but, you know, Nitai and I, you know, we do kirtan ourselves and stuff. Maybe, you know, if it works out, if you think it's right, we get that.
No, she's not far. She's only 25 miles. She's really nice.
Okay. Well, sounds good. And you're welcome to stay here as long as you'd like.
Okay, yeah, great. Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Okay, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, Hare Bol. Great.
Hare Bol.
Chris was out with us there, too, and got that just love of Mantra, the minute in Vrindavan is so ecstatic. Yeah, great. Okay, anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna,
Maharaj.
This is Brother
Ravi. Hare Bhajirati, Chaitanya Priya. Thank you all for coming on. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's Hanan. Thank you for the nice class.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Johnny?
Yes, Maharaj.
Rani. Hare Krishna. Greetings from Vrindavan.
Thank you. I can just listen
all
and know.
All glory to Papa.
All glory.
Okay,
to
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hey, Carl and Stella, wow, great. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I got those. Yeah, very nice. Thank you. Wow. Okay, we'll end right now. Vanchikopa to this breakfast.